Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shea Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Dennis Prout is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with a financial professional.
And we happen to have one live on the loose in our studio. Mr. Dennis Prout from Prout Financial Design, Certified Financial Planner, is wired up, hooked in, and on the scene. Welcome back to New Retirement Radio.
Ron Jolly. Man, it's great to be alive.
Listen to that.
And we are here with Shea Pataja.
He's wound like a two-day clock today.
It's Thursday morning.
Move that chocolate out of the way,
please. I'm
going
to get the chocolate out of the way.
March 7th.
March 7th. Unless it's Saturday.
Unless they're listening to the rebroadcast on Saturday at 9:10 a.m. approximately, where we give oodles of information Dolloped with a splash of humor here and there, just in case, you know, to keep those who are dozing, thinking about dozing, don't even think about it.
Sometimes purposely.
So in case you want to hear something about finance, we are talking today about retirement savings milestones, a century of planning. We'll just call it decade by decade. Different things you can do at different ages, certain things you must do at certain ages, understanding the rules and the regs, as well as the opportunities of a lifetime.
But I think this is what people want to talk about. Dennis, just tell me, what do I need to do? I'm 55. What's the plan now? I'm 59. Mm-hmm. Can I draw something out now? I'm 62.
Yes.
These
That's why they come
matter.
To us, to understand the rules and also the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make this work? How do we make this happen? A conversation yesterday with a client, he had laid out all of his incomes from his various sources, and he said to me, he laid it out again, even though we'd done a financial plan for him and his wife, he said, am I thinking about this correctly? I said, you are. Sometimes it's just the encouragement or, you know, the opinion. Or the backstop. Yes, it does make sense. Given
there you
where
go.
You're at, you're good. So the first thing is the road to retirement as an intro. The road to retirement and beyond is long. Important milestones will be reached on the way. Age 50, there are catch-up contributions that can be made. Age 70 and a half, required minimum distribution. And, of course, the list goes on.
What is a catch-up contribution?
Catch-up contribution simply means that you can add more money than the limit generally allows.
I think we talked about that. Was it last week?
Yeah. So $19,000 would be the 401k max, but you can add another $6,000 to that to get yourself to $25,000 in total contributions if you're 50 or older in 2019. So, Ron, when you get to be 50, you'll be able to take advantage
exactly,
of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Right. If a milestone is missed, you could be penalized or even worse, lose out on an opportunity. Why is it important? Thank you. Ooh, perfect
timing. I missed the Debbie Downer sounder. That's awesome.
Yes. When does the retirement planning timeline start? And what is the best time or when is the best time to start saving? Every advisor would say absolutely as soon as possible, but did you know that a 15-year-old could have an IRA? 15. Well, I'm glad I'm listening to the show today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have earned income, $2,000 for the summer, you mean I have to save it? I thought I got to use like some of the money. Well, what if you agreed, as the employee in this case, you made $2,000 for the summer. What if you said to your dad, Daddy, if I put in $500, would you put in $500? Would you match it for me?
Look at that.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Great idea for dad and maybe daughter as well in this case, if that's the case, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So a Roth IRA. She could theoretically put the full $2,000 into a Roth IRA if she wanted to. Now, maybe dad or mom says, we'll match what you put in. And surreptitiously says, yeah, if they put in $500, we'll put the balance of $1,500, whatever it might be. That's a cool way to get started, yes, because that money grows tax-free for lifetime, for life, under current tax law. Now, as you know, in the state of Michigan, tax laws can change, and so federally as well. But under current tax law, that one should stay. That one should stay.
I saw on Facebook, a friend of mine had his preschool daughter at the library, maybe like the first trip to the library, and there were some writing instruments or display, you know, letters. They had letters and numbers, and you could, you know, make words out of them. And she made, well, she made, Grandpa made 401K.
Are you serious?
No. So
that's funny.
Get the preschooler started there.
Get them thinking about it.
Even in the library, it just really warms my heart. So, when does the retirement planning start? It can start as soon as you've ever earned income. So, it can be significant for those under age 50. It's $6,000 is the limit for 2019 of what he or she can put in if they ever earn income.
Sweet.
$6,000. That can work well.
Wait, $6,000 is the limit for what?
Anyone under age 50, okay, right, this year is the maximum amount of contribution. And for younger as well as older, think about this. At 75, if you have earned income and you want to do a Roth IRA, there is no age limit on a Roth IRA, early or late. Theoretically, 80 years old, still have earned income. You want to save it so it grows tax-free. You know? You're still out there going at it. Think about this. Warren Buffett, yes, could have a Roth IRA. Well, he's way too wealthy. He's not going to want to put it in a Roth. Well, he hasn't talked to me now, has he? So there you go. Under age, here's some of the retirement savings milestones, and then we'll take a break. Under age 50, IRA contribution limit for 19 is the lesser of $6,000, or taxable compensation. The earlier, the better for a retirement savings timeline to begin. It's amazing. It's not just the fact that he or she can do this. It's what's learned as part of the process. Yeah, what's that statement mean, Dad or Mom, that I just got from that mutual fund? How does that, what does that work? Oh, my gosh. And here's then the annual report as well, showing all the different stocks, if that's the case, that the kind of mutual fund it is, which generally it should be, that it invests in. So you get the reports. They get to see how it operates. They get statements on it. What a great way to learn, by doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way, you know, if they're looking at, for myself, it was looking at a stock certificate that my dad showed me when I was 12 or 13 or whatever. I remember just being fascinated by that. So those little things, sometimes we discount, can be really valuable. Age 50 catch-up contributions become available for IRAs and company plans. So the IRA catch-up contribution is another $1,000. Company plans can be $5,000, $6,000, depending on the plan. And age 55, qualified plan withdrawal exception becomes available. So if you turn age 55 in the year in which you're let go from that company, you can take early distributions and not pay the 10% penalty from that qualified plan. That's important. Well, why would I care? I mean, you know, 10%, big deal, right? Well, if you need $40,000 out of that account and you avoid $4,000 in penalties, could that make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So because you left that money in the plan, you were let go at age 56, you may need the funds to start a new career, whatever it might be. That may be access for you. That's where it can be key important to leave that money in that plan, even though you're 56, instead of rolling it to an IRA. So if you roll that to the IRA, all of a sudden then you enter again 10% penalty land for taking money out. And that may not be the, you know, the area you want to go. So think about the penalties you can avoid on the way out as well as the benefits on the way in. How do we possibly save some costs because they can be significant. How do we maintain liquidity? And we're going to talk about avoiding some of those penalties, too. So after we get to the break. Now, ages 59.5 to 70.5, this is considered the sweet spot for retirement account access and planning because there are no required minimum distributions and there are no penalties. So again, Ron, when you get to be 59.5, right, that'll be the point at which you will not pay a penalty for having taken a IRA distribution.
You have to pay a tax, though, right?
You have to pay the tax. Mm-hmm. But no penalty. Again, that 10% has gone away. At age 70.5, required minimum distributions begin. Qualified charitable distributions become available as well, or the QCD. That's where you can elect. And, oh, by the way, I was talking to Shelley at the office. She said she helps lots of people file their taxes. She said it's amazing, and she does it outside of our office. She said it's amazing how many people still do not know about the qualified charitable distribution option. She's counseled several. My gosh, you know, you're 72. If you normally give to your church or whatever other organization, you need to consider the QCD.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's the best way to write it off because it's not qualified as income then. And you, under normal circumstances, you're not going to be able to use that as a deduction.
And most nonprofits make the mistake of talking to their donors in November. Like, they wait too long. They wait to the gifting season to make it a topic.
Mm-hmm.
But make it the topic now because people are planning and they're doing their taxes and all that is fresh in their mind. So, yeah, if you love a nonprofit,
it's incredible. Talking. It's just being learned. But in terms of charitable organizations, if they would send to all their donors that option, huge tax benefit. And obviously then more money potentially, too.
Mm-hmm.
Money that's never taxed. It wasn't taxed when it went in, and when you've given it to the charity, it's not taxed on the way out.
That's
a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to consider along with that is naming possibly a charity as a primary or contingent beneficiary on your IRA or a portion of a charity. 10% I want to go, for instance, to the Grand Traverse Community Foundation or whatever that might be. You can name that within your qualified account, and it will never be taxed. So
Pretty cool. Is
huge planning for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Age 75, distributions. 75? 75. Distributions from 403B accounts must begin for those using the old money exception. So for those, I think, that contributed to those plans before 1983-84, those monies are not required to be distributed until age 75.
What's a 403B? Is that something that was around before 401K?
No, they're still around.
They're still around.
Available for nonprofit employees work for nonprofit organizations, hospitals, teachers.
Nonprofits don't have Social Security payroll tax taken out. Is that right?
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do. I thought there was some weird thing about working at a nonprofit when it came to payroll. But I don't know.
Yes, I'm not sure to which you refer there, Ron.
Me neither. That makes two of us.
That makes two. There's a caller out there. Who knows?
Age 85. Age 85, qualified longevity annuity contract distributions must begin. We don't see a lot of people with QLACs, they're called in the industry, QLAC. Those are accounts that allow you to defer your RMDs until you are 85 years old. 85. So for those who think they might live to 100, they're planning on it? Yes, I am going to get there.
Q-lux.
Given my parents, that was a conversation in the last week, and their life expectancies, I mean, most likely. So that may be an option or a consideration. You don't have to begin distributions from those accounts until you are 85.
Before you get back to your milestones in retirement savings, shall we take a call?
Yes, let's do that.
Steve's on the line in Cadillac on new retirement radio for Dennis Prout. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, Ron, I have a response to your thing about the Social Security. I worked in healthcare all my life, and I believe back in the 70s, we could elect not to pay Social Security tax. Mm. But they rescinded that shortly afterwards. It didn't last too long.
That you're coming in regards to something about nonprofits not having to pay tax. Yes, that is correct. The Social Security. Some could opt out of Social Security. Yes. That's probably what Ron was thinking of.
But that's,
right, but
that's a great point.
No longer the case. Now. Yes, it is indeed.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve and Cadillac.
All right. Early distributions. If you should need money before age 59 and a half, can you tap into your retirement account? Attainment of age 59 and a half or termination of employment can result in not having to pay possibly a penalty. But there may be other hardship withdrawal options that you've got. We actually have a list of ways in which you can draw from these accounts early without taking a penalty. By the way, taking an early distribution from a Roth IRA may offer a better result than having paid the penalty and the tax because your principal comes out of the Roth without tax or penalty. Tax year contributions come out first and are always available tax and penalty free. Of course, the downside is that you don't still have the money in the Roth, but that may be a great option for somebody who wants to avoid the 10% penalty as well as the full tax on a regular IRA contribution. Obviously, then another reason to consider having a Roth because you can get that the money earlier in case you might need it. While you get rid of the tax-free growth option, it is available to you, in essence, tax-free early because all your principal, the monies that you invested in that Roth, come out tax and penalty-free no matter what age. So you're 25, you put money, $5,000, let's say, into a Roth. At age 32, you want to buy a house. That principal that you initially put in, let's say it were $5,000 again, that comes out tax and penalty-free at age 32. Hmm. So some real nice benefit planning can work with the Roth.
Hmm. I had to use my Roth. I hate to say it, but I had to. There was a little cart incident, and I had to use the principal. It broke my heart, but at least it was available.
Yeah.
And there were no other options at the time. It was in my 20s.
Hey.
You know, you live, you learn.
Well, you know, sometimes stuff happens. Mm-hmm. It just does.
Like every day?
Yeah.
I love it. In the 20s, you're like, the universe is against me. Nothing will let me succeed. And then, like, by mid-30s, you're like, nope, this is just how it is. And then in the 40s, I think you get to a true place of acceptance. That's what I'm counting on.
Maturity does take time, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing.
You know what? Pat Leonard, we love her. She's a good friend of ours. Yes. She is such an encouragement at our office. She's in her late 80s now, and she came to our Flourish event. And
our women's
investing class we do every spring. She sat down with Heidi and I, and she was like, I'm going to tell you how it is by the decade. And she was totally had hit it spot on. But
really?
Guess what her favorite decade was?
60s?
Yep. She said the 60s are the sweetest. They're the best. She's like, there's just, you're retired. You've got the money there. You've got the health. She said people don't take advantage of their 60s the way they should.
That's some great advice.
We should have her on the radio.
When you're in the that would be fun. Think about that. We don't change by decade. Take advantage of those things that you really want to do in terms of travel and all the rest. The experiences that may be a bit out of the realm or comfort level for you. Do them earlier versus later.
She said, yeah, and once you hit the 70s, it's things happen by incident.
Hmm.
So a fall or... She just said there's more unpredictable things that take you longer to recover from.
Interesting.
But we'll have her on the air. She'll be a guest this year.
That'd be fun. So next, exceptions such as the exception for higher education apply only to IRAs. So thinking about other ways to draw from IRAs without having to pay the penalty. Exception for public safety workers at age 50 apply only to qualified plans. 457 accounts specifically. If you're let go from a public service job, in essence, police and federal law enforcement, U.S. Capitol and Supreme Court police, that sort of thing, federal and municipal firefighters, if you're let go anytime after age 50, those distributions from those accounts are fully non-penalized. There's no 10% penalty for taking those distributions out. So age 50 can be great for some public service employees to take early withdrawals. How do we get that money out early? Oh, that 457 you have sitting there is not penalized for any amounts that you might want to take at any time after age 50. So really quite young. Now, other age-related opportunities and some limits. Age 50, again, catch-up contributions can exist before age 59 and a half. As we discussed, early distributions can occur for a variety of reasons, but from both qualified plans. Sometimes the administrators of those qualified plans need to be updated on what you can do in terms of those distributions. That's why people come in to see us. Sometimes things haven't worked out. How do we draw money out of this early? What makes the most sense? From what account? From what investment should we draw? It's not just about the tax. It's about the opportunity for those monies to continue to grow and given where the market is at this given point in time. That's why, and I can't mention the mutual fund company, they came out with a study that showed, I have to be so careful in stating this, their statistics showed that good financial advisors, I can't even say the number because we're limited by compliance, but it was a significant percentage difference on a yearly basis that a good financial advisor makes. Because it's not just about the tax, it's about the opportunities too. Where should we be drawing? Is that really rocket science, Dennis? It can be, given that you're avoiding the penalty and you're drawing from the right place, and or even given your own accounts. How are they set up and invested? Is that a longer-term investment that's meant for growth and the market happens to be down now? Well, that may make a significant difference in where you're drawing from. And does it make sense to keep that allocated in that area, in that particular area? We're seeing a lot of those situations, too, where, frankly, we're disagreeing with some of these major investment firms and how they have clients invested, not only for accumulation, but also distribution. Unfortunately or fortunately, you know, this last sector of life, it is big in terms of not only wanting to make it grow, but wanting to preserve a part of it as well. And where's the best place to preserve it and then draw the monies for income? Because do-overs are not really, they're not part of the game plan for most.
Not fun.
No.
No. Accurate.
You don't want to try to do a retirement do-over. So the sweet spot between age 59 and a half and 70 and a half, that's the way to think about in terms of distributions. Well, do I want to take a distribution from this particular account? Because I'm 65, and or even considering partially perhaps Roth conversions at that time. Given your income now, the three characteristics of a good Roth conversion should generally mean that you have 8 to 10 years to leave the money in there, to let it mature, given that you pay the tax up front. So the opportunity cost is a tax up front. Number two, can I pay the tax with monies outside that I'm going to owe? Do I have some funds set aside I could pay the tax with? And do I anticipate, thirdly, that my tax bracket will be the same or higher in the future? Those are the three demarcations you want to think about in terms of a Roth conversion. That's where we can help in terms of thinking through that. Is it a beneficial investment to make to do a Roth conversion? So reaching age 59 and a half opens the door to accessing tax-deferred accounts, salary contributions to 401k, 403b, and 457 plans, and the Roth components cannot be distributed until the earliest of one of these events, death, disability, termination of service, it means you're no longer with a firm, or reaching age 59 and a half. So for those still working, reaching age 59 and a half often represents the first chance to access their own salary deferred contributions. That may be significant in terms of, again, I need the monies, and I had not anticipated needing those funds.
Is there a general guideline on converting Roth? Like, if you're going to convert this much into a Roth, it's going to cost you this much in tax.
Exactly. So you want to take a look at your tax bracket. And are you taking advantage of the current bracket you're in? The 12% bracket is relatively wide for those in the joint who are filing jointly. Modified adjusted gross income, this is from memory, under 78,500 is still in the 12% federal tax bracket.
So you would pay 12% on whatever you're converting?
Yes. Wow. In that event, if you were in the 12% bracket and any monies that you had converted was still in that bracket as well. That can be really helpful. So looking at how much are we going to pay from a tax standpoint and where do we think we're going to be in the future.
So whatever tax bracket you're in is what you would pay flat. There's like no deductions or credits or anything.
Not in conversion. No, there are no deductions. Now, what's interesting is part of this for small business owners might be what's called the QBI or Qualified Business Related Income. That can be helpful in terms of a deduction. That's a brand new piece of the tax law from January of 18.
If you were going to take $100,000 sitting in your regular Roth and put it into a Roth, I mean, into your regular 401k, it into a Roth 401k, or IRA, rather. All right. Okay. So you're in the, say,
let's
in the
say
12,
you have a traditional IRA, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you want to convert it to a Roth, thank
Correct.
You.
Correct, okay.
And you're in a 12% tax bracket, $100,000. So you would pay $12,000 to convert that. You're saying, minimally, 8 years later, it would be worth doing that.
Well, to use your example of it, $100,000, you'd already be beyond the 12% bracket in most cases, depending on your deductions. Depends on other income as well. But that's where you want to take a look at. Maybe I want to do $25,000 per year for 4 years to take full advantage of that bracket and do that conversion over that four-year time frame, especially if I think I can leave it in there 8 to 10 years, same tax bracket, and I can pay the tax over a four-year period.
Okay, got it. It's check amazing. With your financial advisor.
It sure is a great idea to do that. And for those who have a question, phone number 231-947-3992.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.